Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I am Stephen Lang.
And I'm Bobby Norris. How are you, babes?
I am great. Let's just say that. No, I mean, actually, pretty good. Day 18, no booze. Feeling pretty fresh.
And how are you finding it now?
Yeah, all right. I really haven't had a struggle so far. And I went out in Soho last Friday night. And I got home at like midnight. I was just kind of fine. I think I just... So have you ever done dry jam before, Bob?
I don't know if I've done it as a January, but I did... I remember it was like the first lockdown. I think I did nearly 100 days.
Oh, amazing.
Lockdown, where I didn't. But which was kind of one of them strange things. I think lockdown went either way for people.
Yeah.
But I was fine with it, you know. I kind of think once you kind of, like we've said, but I think literally it's kind of the 2 weeks. But sometimes it was like, if there's people around you, and I mean, I think what made it easier as well was that no one was going out. But if people are having a drink around you, but after literally a week or 10 days, you kind of just...
You kind of forget. It's weird, isn't it? You kind of forget that, like, it's even an option.
Definitely.
Like, yes, I went out on Friday night, and I had one, like, 0% beer. And then the rest, I had one Coke as well, because I was like, I won't sleep tonight if I drink too much Coke.
caffeined up.
I know, yeah. Whereas before, I would have had, like, 3 espresso martinis and not even thought about it. And then it was, like, soda and lime the rest of the night. So I was, like, a cheap date, really. I mean, like, it was pretty good.
On Saturday when you woke up, which is always a bonus.
Always a bonus. And got up, went to a gym class, feeling good. So just over 2 weeks in, nearly 3 this weekend, feeling pretty good on it, to be honest.
That's
like, I don't know why I do this to myself. Why do I go out and drink? And do you know what I mean?
For a couple of weeks, you kind of, like you say, you don't really think about it anyway. Mm. You kind of got the benefits. You do feel, I think, a lot better for it.
Just 100%.
Energy levels. And even if you've gone out and you've gone to an event or something, and even just had like 2 glasses of Prosecco, not that you have hangover, but like, sometimes you just have that morning after for an hour or two, till you've had a couple of coffees, a fuzzy vibe.
Yeah, which you don't always want. So yeah, I feel pretty motivated and good at the moment. I haven't lost a single pound.
Sorry, my love.
I haven't lost a single pound, which is quite frustrating. I was hoping I would
lose a pound.
Well, I don't know. Look at these chubby cheeks, Bob. They need a few pounds coming off them. But yeah. Sorry, what were you going to say?
About soda and lime. Because sometimes, like I said, when I think I did 100 days, the majority of that was in lockdown. But then if you kind of, one of them things, if you're at a party or an event, because you know what it's like? I think with drinks, it seems to be the one thing where people go, I'm not having one. They'll go, just have one.
You're fine.
Yeah, but there's nothing in the world that you would say that about. Do you know what I mean? You'll go, just have a fag. Just have one fag. You'd be like, I don't want one. But with a soda and lime, no one don't know there's a vodka or a gin in it anyway.
It's true.
It's a good way to go. How's the weather treating you, babe?
Just fine. Going into work this morning was a bit of a shock when it was like -2. But, you know, I've got my big woolly coat that I was wearing today and all that, so all good. How is it being back from Turkey? Probably quite a shock.
Yeah, it has a shock. I mean, it wasn't really hot there.
Was it not? I assumed it was just hot all year.
No, it wasn't. I mean, it was very mild compared to, there was a couple of days where it was raining. There was a storm one night. But the last couple of days, especially, like, the sun was out. I didn't know kind of how bad the weather was getting home until I kind of got back. And I was like, gosh, like, you can tell you've been away for a week in a more mild place.
Yeah.
And like the car just completely frozen up and things. I thought, oh, was it snowed over here? But apparently I've been told there could be snow this weekend, but I'm really hoping that isn't the case, because I'm after the last fiasco with all the snow, I'm just a bit like, no.
It's so funny with snow, isn't it? It's like everyone's like, yay, snow. I think the older you get, the more you're like, do you know what? It looks pretty the day that it falls, and then it's just problems for like a week.
That's exactly what it is. Lovely when it falls, get a nice photograph or something, but... I think as well, when you're a kid, you're hoping for a snow day, so you're not going into the school. But life...
Don't get that as an adult.
You don't get that as an adult, absolutely not. And I mean, like, just everything is more hard work. I mean, the roads are a nightmare. Trains get delayed. That's if they're running. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Seems to be a bit more rag if it's snowing. So I'm hoping that we don't get it, but it's out of our control. What's the point of stressing about it?
This is exactly it. Yeah, it's this time of year it happens. But I have to say, I've already started to notice, I know we love talking about this, but the evenings are getting slightly lighter. When I leave the office, it's not pitch black anymore. So, you know, I'll take the small wins where I can.
Absolutely. Yeah, funny you should say that. I thought the same, I think it was the night before I flew out to Turkey. Just definitely was, like, when you look out the window, I thought, oh, it's definitely getting that bit darker that you're used to that little bit later.
Yeah.
So that's always a nice sign that you kind of think, right, we're heading into Christmas, New Year, done now, all out the way. January, you half expect the weather to be a bit ropey. But when you see that it's getting a bit lighter for a little bit longer,
it elevates the mood.
It does, babe. It's a morale boost.
Certainly is. Well, we have an exciting show coming up today. First up, we have from the recent Geordie Shore reunion, Chantelle Connolly, on to talk about what she's been up to. Then after that, we have Nancy Rodriguez from Love is Blind. And then finally, Seb Merrill from Too Hot to Handle. So we've got two dating shows to run through this evening, which would be great. Maybe we can get some tips, Bob. Because God knows we need them. What showbiz news has been piquing your interest? Because I know what has been mine.
Do you want to go first? What's been piquing yours?
Well, probably not a surprise as a gay man in his mid-30s. Am I late 30s now? I don't know. Madonna is going on tour. Now, this is very exciting. I've seen Madonna twice. Well, I say it's very exciting. It's exciting that she's doing a greatest hits tour. What's not exciting is the ticket prices.
Hell, mate.
They range, I think it's from £150 to be right up in the gods at the O2, up to £450 if you want like a floor seat right near the stage.
£450.
Yeah. I've actually seen her twice. I saw her once in Hyde Park on the MDNA tour, and then I saw the Hard Candy tour at the O2, and both times I was left a little bit disappointed. And I am a massive Madonna fan.
Disappointed in what sense, babe?
Well, the Hyde Park gig was, I was right at the back, so the sound was pretty poor. You may well have been listening to it on like someone's little personal speaker, because you just couldn't really hear it. And it was so busy that you couldn't even really, there was a group of us, we couldn't really push through. Do you know what I mean? It was just a bit of a mare. At Hard Candy, she didn't come on until 10 p.m. The first thing she said when she came on stage was, "Time is an illusion." I was like, well, it is for you, Madonna, but we've all got to get the tube home. So,
yeah, that's what you would say if it was late, isn't it?
Yeah, you're like, honestly.
I mean,
like,
it weren't a fucking illusion for us when we've been doing this since 6:30.
Yeah, watching your DJ perform the same like 15 songs. Or as much as I'm excited to see what she's doing, as it is a greatest hits tour, which she's never really done before, and she's got a 40-year career, I'm not going to be going. What do you make of it?
See, I didn't know about the ticket prices. I'm still trying to catch up on the news since getting back to the UK. But obviously, like you say, but being a gay man, I was very happy to see this. And I've not seen Madonna ever.
Not.
And I don't know if we've spoke about this before, but there's almost like a mental list of people in my head that I'd like to see, or that you just know that you want to see. Cher was always up there, and I was lucky enough to go see Cher. Adele's on there. I've not seen Adele yet. I'm old.
Get yourself to Vegas.
I think I'm going to have to. Saw Whitney, God rest her.
Oh, wow.
But there were certain people that I would love to have seen, and icons, and Madonna is obviously, she's an edge. Never ever seen that. And I saw, though, when I was looking through the tour dates of it, I think there only is one date in London. So
I think they might announce another one. Oh, Bob, you've cut out.
Am I back?
You're back.
Am I here? Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
So I think at the moment there's only one tour date for London. Mm-hmm. So I'm a bit like, I'm sure they're going to sell out in about 2 minutes, even at them kind of prices. I haven't ever seen her, would love to see her. Putting it out there, though, when it comes to Madonna, I'm more of a fan of the older stuff.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like. The fact that it's greatest hits, we're going to kind of get the class. For me, I like the songs you kind of grew up to. Do you know what you kind of, that you can relate to certain times in your life? And I know artists have to throw a few new things in there. Of course you do. Mm-hmm. But let's keep the classics in there. But I think what is going to bode well for that tour, because it's greatest hits, she can't not do the classics.
100%. And I think I saw a TikTok video where she's with a bunch of famous people talking about going on tour. And she says the hits from the 80s, the noughties and the 2000s. So, and I guess up to now. So we're going to get, I'm looking forward to seeing it on TV, maybe when they do a little, a DVD release or something. But as for actually going, I'm less inclined.
And I mean, £4,500 is a hell of a lot of money for a concert, isn't it? And I personally, the gods are so high. I'm scared of heights.
Yeah, it's not good if you're scared of heights.
Warnings, and I think actually it says, if you've got, do they call it vertigo?
Yeah.
If you've got that, I think it's not recommended that you sit up there.
So I
would be having palpitations if I was up there. So to pay £150 to have a night full of panic attacks,
probably. Well, Madonna performs a mile away.
Yeah, and I'm screaming like big. A virgin. It's probably not the one. So yeah, I might end up watching online. I'm sure we'll see it somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
She did one of them classics. I mean, amazing! You've got to see her too.
Yeah, I feel very lucky, but I'm not that bothered about seeing her again. So although I'm excited, it's not like for me. I'm just excited to see what it all ends up looking like. So yeah, what other showbiz news have you? I know you said you haven't seen much while you've been away, but anything caught your eye?
Well, you touched upon TikTok. Mm. You know, if there's anything Kardashian, I'm bringing it to the table. You can always rely on Bobby to bring a bit of Kardashian gossip. And it is Kim K bringing TikTok to a standstill with her Chav makeover, I believe people are calling it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? And what's your thoughts on it?
I have seen it, yep. I'm impressed she did it. Because
I am.
It's like British girl makeover, isn't it? So she's had the thick eyebrows, the mismatched colour of her foundation. She's got like really thick mascara on. Under eyes are all white where she's... What do you think? I was impressed that she did it. Obviously, she did it for Northwest, I think, her daughter, didn't she?
Yeah. Like you say, I was very impressed she did it because I kind of think it's not something you expect Kim to do, but I kind of love that she's almost had a giggle with herself and she felt comfortable enough to do that, as she should have done. But I think what cracks me up is, I know I've certainly known a few girls like that.
Me too.
That have looked like that. And maybe not even that many years ago, shall we say. I kind of just love it. When someone can laugh at themselves, to me... Because we just don't really see Kim like that, doing that kind of, I guess, piss take, really.
Yeah, totally.
I didn't realise, because I've been away, that there's kind of been, now nothing's been confirmed that I know, but it's kind of been speculated that the last few days there's been a bit of beef between her and Kylie.
Mm.
So they think that she's throwing shade, or some people are putting two and two together. Are they getting four? Are they getting 24? But they're thinking, because for anyone listening, if you don't know, Kylie's done a post wearing a Skims garment a few days ago, hasn't tagged at Skims in it. So it's not like it was a paid post or anything. Obviously, it's a sister brand. Anyway, there was no tag for Skims. Kim's commented underneath going, "Can you please tag at Skims?" Kylie responds saying,
"No.
I've had to steal this from mum's house, and you've got I don't want to misquote Kylie because the last thing I want is a legal letter coming through from Chris. But words to the effect, I've had to nick this from Mum's house and now you want me to promote it. Wow.
So she hasn't even given her sister some free Skims.
No, but she's put wow and then chucked an at Skims onto the end of the comment. Now, eagle-eye viewers on social media, keep going back to see if she's gone into edit the post and tag Skims. I hope you're all keeping up with this.
Oh, yeah.
As it stands of recording this, there is still no tag for Skims. So, then there was a post where she's referenced as a caption, one of Kim's kind of iconic, I guess, catchphrases from one of the first series or seasons, as you could say in the States, saying, don't be fucking rude, which is obviously, for those who know about the Kardashians, quite iconic when Kim had a ding-dong with Khloe and hit her with her handbag.
Yeah.
So, again, they're thinking, is that in response to that? Again, you know what social media and the rumour mill's like. So people are saying, is this Kim's dig back?
Because one she's of the using Kylie makeup, isn't
she? Because she's using Kylie makeup in it. And obviously, we all know Kylie for sitting on social media doing her makeup. So, I mean, I've not put two and two together and speculated that, but that's what I'm seeing from kind of thinking, oh, is there more to it? Who knows?
I hope there is, because if it is, that's the most like 2023 beef. Yeah, like tagging your brand on Instagram and then blah, blah, blah. It's so 2023 and quite childish, but funny. I mean, we'll give it to him. It's funny.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see where that one goes.
A way to throw shade, just with a little glimpse of the makeup of Kylie, but who knows? I mean, they could both be sat in their lovely mansions pissing themselves all about the spectacles.
Yeah, because we're
sure
all
they are. Because
exactly,
the one thing that you can't really say about the Kardashians and the Jenners is that they kind of dig each other out, really, but they are very much like a pack mentality where family is everything to them.
Yeah, 100%.
So you don't really see them call each other out. So unless this is just a subtle thing, could it be their play? I mean, whatever it is, I'm here for it.
Well, we'll keep following it and see what happens next.
More Kardashian news next week, guys.
I'm here for it. Kardashianholics. Our first guest, Chantel from Geordie Shore, is here. Let's get her in.
Let's do it. How you doing, babes?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Really good. A pleasure to have you on the show this evening. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
What's going down? What's been going on?
No, I'm busy, you know, just being busy. Obviously, I did the reunion, which was really, really good, because I was a bit unsure about how, because obviously I left not on the best of terms.
Well, this is what I was going to say. So you were only actually in Geordie Shore for one season, right?
Yeah.
And then you decided to come back for the reunion. What was it like when you saw all these faces again? And yeah.
Do you know what it is? We've all grown up now, but I'm still Feisty Chantel, and I always will be. That's still always going to be in it. So I didn't know if I was going to go in and everyone was going to have all these opinions, and I didn't know if it was going to go off and kick off.
Are you ready to fight?
I'm always ready.
Born ready.
I'm born ready. So I didn't know how it was going to be, but actually everyone was really nice.
Was there anyone, and I want to come back and touch upon the series you did, but in terms of the reunion, was there anyone that you was kind of a little bit worried about seeing and filming with? Because obviously, even though years have passed, there's beef in there between people. You work together, you get to know each other very well. So was there anyone you was thinking, God,
I wouldn't say there was anyone I was worried about, because I wasn't worried about any of them. But there was people where I was thinking, right, yeah, I wasn't worried about nobody, not at all. But there was people that I thought, Charlotte, for instance, we didn't leave on bad terms, but we kind of fell out when I left because of the whole me and Gary situation. So yeah. I did know that we would have to address the elephant in the room. So I knew that. I didn't know how it was going to be with me and her. I thought, oh, is she going to be funny? Is she not? But she was lovely. We had a conversation, we had a chat, and we cleared the air. And it was all good.
What made you want to leave, babe? After doing that series, what made you decide, actually, I'm out?
I found it I just found it very false when I was in there. I found it very two-faced. I felt like I had some of the girls' backs and they didn't have my back, like I had theirs. And then it just got, I don't know if you watched the episode when I left. Did you? I don't know if you've seen the episode when I left.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago now.
Yeah, it was a while ago, but I just remember, I don't want to feel like I'm bad-mouthing anyone because I'm really good friends with them all out, and I absolutely love Chloe a bit. Like, Chloe's my girl. Like, I speak to her the most out of them all. Chloe's my girl, and I love her a bit. But I feel like at the time, she was a lot younger then as well, we both were. But I feel like at the time, I really had her back, and I was giving her all advice on Marty, and I really had her back as a girl's girl. And then we were on a night out, and it just, everyone was like, Chloe said this about you, Chloe said this, and this one said that about you. And I was like, eh? Well, I thought like I was getting on with everyone. Like, I've got everyone's back. I'm like, if I've got something to say and I'm feeling some type of way about you, I'm not holding back. I'm telling you straight your face. I don't need to talk shit behind your back. And that's the way I am. And I was like, eh? And they were like, I said, so right, okay, then when we get back to the villa, let everybody lay everything out on the table and let's say what people's been saying behind people's back, because I know I don't need to talk shit behind people's back. And everyone was like, I don't want to. I went, no, we will. And then when I got back, I just seen loads of hurtful things were said about us, and I thought, fuck this, I'm not being in this house.
Yeah.
But despite that, you did go back. Do you think people have changed in a sort of 6 or 7 years since she last did it? Was that sort of why you decided to do it?
I regret leaving after I left.
Did you?
Come on, like, that was me career there. And I walked out, I walked out on my career. I'm from an estate. I'm not from anything. I'm from the estate. I'm from nothing. I always had dreams of wanting to buy my mum's first house and living this love. And don't get it, Jordy Shaw could have got me that. They've all got a great career from it. And I walked out on a massive opportunity, which I kind of regret. And I felt like I walked out because I wasn't trapped the way I felt like I should have.
So you do regret it?
I did regret it, yeah. Massively regretted it. But I've been given the opportunity to go back, and I'm really blessed and grateful that I got that opportunity. And I'm glad because I get on with everyone now. And I'm glad that we're all made friends and we put everything to bed.
And do you think doing the reunion was a nice full circle, considering your first experience there? You've, like you say, time passes, all grow up, don't you? You go back, you kind of get closure, you put your cards on the table, you have it out if there's anything to have out. It's because the show isn't, it's not coming back, is it? Is Jordy Shaw done now?
No.
Is it not? I thought it was confirmed. Oh,
wait, I might not be able to say too much now.
No, you can.
I don't know what I'm going to say or what not. I thought you was doing a little something.
Okay.
Oh, so it might not be going.
Oh, there might be a little something coming in.
Okay, interesting.
So is it a watch this space?
I'll answer your question, though. It was a lot better going back this time in... we're more mature. It was a much better vibe. I really, really enjoyed it. I loved everyone that was in the house. Love Charlotte, love Chloe, love Sophie, love them all. Abby, Beth, all of them, love all the lads. It was really, so if there is another one, which I don't know, I'm really excited if there is.
And, I mean, obviously not that we know if there's another one, but let's say would you be willing to go back, and B, would it be Jordy Shaw as we know it, or is it evolving slightly, should it come back?
I would love to go back if I got asked to go back. I would love to go back. I think it would be very silly not to do another one because the reunion did very, very well. It did really good, so it would be silly. And I think it would just be a little bit like the reunion, but I think it'd be a little bit more crazier because we'll have Charlotte, if Charlotte does come back, if there is a reunion. She's had a baby now.
Yeah.
Ah, Holly's pregnant though.
There's quite a lot of babies, aren't there, amongst the cast now?
There is.
So it could basically be like a second reunion, but Charlotte can get pissed this time.
Charlotte can get pissed this time, which I really would be happy to see, because she was very, very good being around us last time, because we were all mortal messes and she kept it good. She held it together.
That's not what people came to get used to Charlotte with us on Geordie Shore as well, is it? They tuned in to see her, like you said, mortal. So yeah.
Do you know what it is, though? She's dead funny, regardless whether she's drunk or she's sober. She's probably one of the funniest girls you'll ever meet. She generally, well, you probably have met her yourself. Bobby's probably met her a million times as well. She's a really funny girl.
Yeah, she
and
is.
You've got to love her. She's a lovely girl. She's funny. She's lovely. I love her.
And life's changed quite substantially for you, hasn't it, in the last, like, well, you said 7 years since you did the show. If for anyone that doesn't know, tell us what you've been up to.
Well, I've had a beautiful little boy. Obviously, that's my main thing that I'm buzzing about. Absolutely adore him. I've been in Marbella. I've been living there. And I've just started doing aesthetics. So I'm doing the Botox and the fillers. I've got something else coming up, which I'm probably not allowed to see either.
Well, you've already broken that one, so you're
no,
free.
No, this is someone else.
Okay, fine.
No, I'm busy. This. I feel like I say it every year. I go, this is my year, this. You know, when it's a new year and we're doing new year, I go, this is my year, this. This is going to be my year, this. I'm not going with any knobheads anymore. I'm not going with any fuckboys anymore. This is it. This is my year. But I really feel like this is going to be my year.
Amen to all of the above. Yeah, this is for 2023, babes.
2023, I can feel it.
I can feel it, babes. It's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a positive one.
So, it is. I'm all no negative vibes. If you're negative, you've got to leave the suit. Can't be around you.
Yeah, you've got to cut the neggy people out of your life. That's what I say. So in terms of TV moving forward, like reality TV in general, is there more shows you would like to do? Would you do more?
I would do anything, me. I feel I'm game for anything. There's not a show that I wouldn't do. There's not a show that I wouldn't do.
Yeah, I saw your thinking process there.
What one ain't at your end? Because I saw your wife.
I went, no, I'll not do that.
Celebrity Naked Attraction. I think people would tune in to see that.
I don't think I would do that one, but all the rest, there's nothing I would knock back, really.
And do you enjoy TV aside? Are you enjoying doing the aesthetics and everything? Because that's such a huge business at the moment, isn't it? It has been for a long time.
Yeah, I'm loving it, to be honest with you. My sister's got a salon in Newcastle, and it's one of the biggest in Newcastle. So I've been trained off the best. She's the best to be trained by. And I'm in her salon. I'm working alongside my sister. It's doing really well. I'm busy. So yeah, it's good.
Right. Well, good for you, babe.
And how is motherhood? What's it like?
Amazing. Don't get us wrong. Yeah, my little boy kind of speaks Spanish.
Amazing.
He's more Spanish than he is English.
Okay. Does that mean he says stuff that you don't know what he's saying? Or
don't have a clue. don't have a clue.
I could only say hola. Oh, and La Cuenta.
La Cuenta.
Two words, yeah.
La Cuenta, por favor. That's all I probably know. Do you know what it is? Since he's come back to Newcastle, I was like, oh, God, coming back to Newcastle with Mayloff, because Mayloff, bloody hell, back on the estate, or like, without, I went, oh, and then you know what? The other day, I left him for an hour at my bloody sister's, and then I come back, and he swore, and I went, oh, that's, he's been back in Newcastle a week. He's been really posh, and he's been back in Newcastle 1 week, and he's telling us the F word.
How old is he? Three, did you say earlier?
Three? And I went, it's Newcastle, I need to get out. Yeah, quick.
So you're very much balancing life between Marbs and Newcastle.
Nah, I'm Newcastle now.
Yeah. Are you missing Marbs or you're over it?
I'm over it, you know. I feel like my time there's done. I'm on to bigger and better things than Marbs.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm only stuck in Newcastle.
I like Newcastle.
I love Newcastle.
I've got family in the northeast, so I've spent a lot of time up in, well, in Sunderland. It's a bit different. But still, you know, I like it there. It's not quite Marbella, but...
It's not Marbella, but it is Newcastle, and it is a very good place. I'm from here. It is Marbella, beautiful for the sun, but it's a lifestyle that a lot of it's not real.
Really? What do you mean?
Not really. It's not normality. Like, it's very money orientated, and it's very about who's wearing the best, who's got the best handbag, who's wearing the, do you know what I mean? You need to be a little bit grounded and keep yourself humble. And it's nice to come back home because you feel a bit more humble.
In terms of more kids in the future, would you like more?
Oh, definitely. I'll never say never. I just need to keep away from the fuckboys and get a nice man. I mean it. I'm never going to make the same mistake again. I say it every time, but I mean it this time. Like, I'm just not entertaining it. The minute, I would love to have a family. I would love to have another kid. I'd never say never. If it didn't happen, it didn't happen. I'm happy with my little boy. But I would like to meet someone and have a family. But there's no rush.
And I always ask people, it's a good question to leave it on, I like to know who's sliding into the DM. What are the DMs saying, babes?
Oh, I could never tell.
Hold your hand. Is there a little bit of blue tick tick going on in them DMs?
Oh, come on. Of course there is. However, do you know what it is? As soon as I landed back in England and I moved back, yeah, they started sliding in. No one's typically fancy yet, though. I'm like, nah.
Do you reply to them or you just long them off?
Some I reply. If I think you're looking half decent, then I will. I like it. If I just think, some I don't. If I think, no. A couple of I do. I like a boxer, me, you know.
You don't want a fuck boy, but you're going to go out with boxers. I mean, come on now.
I don't want a what?
You said you didn't want fuck boys, right? Or like,
no. This is what I mean. No, but I need to change my type. I like a bad boy.
There's your problem.
Love a bad boy. And I feel like the people that slide in my DMs are a little bit too good.
Well, then I think you're going to keep history's going to repeat itself.
I know. Bobby, you're the same.
I hear you, babe. I hear you.
Chantelle, thank you so much for joining us, Cena. Really appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Thank Take you. Care, babes.
Take Speak care, soon. Darling. Thank See you very later. Much.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Right. Well, let's not waste any time. Our second guest, Nancy Rodriguez from Love is Blind, is here.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hi. Let me get connected to my Bluetooth. I think I can hear you guys better.
So you're in New Thank York you. Right now, did you say?
I am in New York. Yeah, I've been here a week and a half, and I have to leave next week, so...
So you're enjoying yourself while you can.
I am.
I've never been to New York. I definitely, it's on my to-do.
Have you not, Bob? I didn't know
never.
That.
Never.
Oh, no. You're missing out.
Is it cold?
Oh, it's a whole nother world. You know what's wild? So I've been here almost a week and a half, and it's only snowed once. And it was like little flurries, but the weather wasn't cold outside. It was so weird. It was like a very global warming kind of snow.
the worst of all kinds, the global warming kind. So Love is Blind, tell us a bit about why you wanted to get involved in a show which I would say is fairly risky. Yes. Yeah, tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, thank you all so much for having me on your radio. I will say this, when it came to Love is Blind, from season one, I was a fan of the concept of it being a social experiment, from the psychological aspect of it, and then also from the love aspect of it. Could I have seen myself on a dating reality show? No, I couldn't have. But Love is Blind, I think for me, that was something that I was willing to take a risk on, because there's no guarantee that you're going to be married. There's no guarantee that you'll even find someone. The only guarantee is that if you can be yourself, you'll get the results that, you know, will be there. So I think for me, it was just taking that chance. I'm like, okay, so basically I just have to be myself. And if I make a connection, cool. And I think for me, being a single woman at the age of, I was 31 at the time, my career was going well. My personal life was going well, except that I hadn't found someone to date yet. So like, it just kind of seemed like the right timing for me.
So you were genuinely applied for the show to potentially find love and meet someone, because I think what we find on a lot of dating shows now is sometimes people go on with maybe not that as the motive or the intention. Maybe they kind of want fame and followers and things like that. Did you find anyone on your season to be a bit disingenuous that was maybe there for the wrong reasons?
That's a good question. I know I came in with an open heart of truly wanting to find love. I think I can't speak on the guys' behalf because I don't know what they're, you know, I really don't know any of the guys except for the one that I ended up getting engaged to.
Didn't go too well, but.
Right. And that didn't go well. So for the better. And no, I think that all the women did go into it with this heart open, with the mind open, that they were ready for love. I will say that most of us, like the five girls who got engaged at the end, I think we were all relatively shocked that we even made it to engagement day. So actually seven couples made it to the day of engagement, but only five actually got proposed to. The other two couples decided not to get engaged. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I really want to say that all the women were there for the right reasons.
Yeah, that's nice, no, because as a huge fan of reality TV, I think it's, and I think the audience now and the viewers aren't silly when it comes to TV now. I think people can tell when someone's being authentic and genuine. And like I say, especially for a dating show, you've got to go in and kind of put your heart out there, haven't you, and be 100% authentic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the beauty of Love is Blind, is that the first 10, well, really the first 8 days in the pods is be yourself. And those that were making connections did make connections and proceeded to the next day of dating, or they didn't. And we were dating each other. Like, for example, a date with Bartiz could be in the morning for me, and then I would have a night date as well. So sometimes it would be like 5 or 6 hours that I dated him that day. And it was just quite me intense. And him in two pods. Like, you know, so I really do think that either the connection's going to happen or it's not. And the five couples that made it to the end, definitely that's where we were at, I think, individually. And then also, you know, together as couples.
So let's talk about you and Bartiz. How was wedding day for you? Because, I mean, obviously, it was said to be a bit of a roller coaster, wasn't it? You had said pretty early doors that you was going to say no. And you had told him that, hadn't you? And he kind of asked you to kind of change your mind and give it a go.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, wedding day was one. I do want to say this. Like, I never envisioned myself being a bride as a little girl. I've never envisioned myself on wedding day. Like, to me, that was never like my fairy tale dream type of, you know, reality. And so for that day, I just learned so much about the power of family, love, unconditional loves and support. Like, we only had a list of 40 people that we could invite to the wedding, and that included your maid of honor and your bride group. So yeah, for me, it was like, okay, these are the solid 40 people in my life that I want to be here. And so I think knowing that these people came through and were there to support me on this day that I had no idea what the result would be, I think that to me was so eye-opening that, like, wow, this is so beautiful. Like, this is amazing that so many people have come for me to support me and love me. I think the actual wedding day, I wasn't hurt that he said no. And I think that's something really, really that I want to make clear. It wasn't that he said no. It was really, oh, what is this? Like, there we go. it wasn't that he said no, but it was really the fact that I was blindsided. Like, he made me believe that our biggest dinner that we had, our fanciest dinner that we had before our wedding, he says to me, this is the husband you're going to get. You are the wife that I see in my future. I see us like in the future, like the we, the us was all the conversations I was having. He even said the doubts that I had about us related to abortion, the doubts that I had about other things that we were struggling through, like the physical looks, those things don't matter to me anymore. And so I'm like,
it's quite intense, isn't it?
We got through it.
Yeah,
like we got through it. So I think for me, it was like feeling very confident that my fiance was honest with me before our wedding. And then we get to wedding day and he says no, and I'm completely blindsided.
Yeah, which you would say, wouldn't you? After them in-depth conversations of someone's, you're talking children and future and saying that you're going to be my wife and this is where we're going in life, to then kind of get to the end of the aisle with someone saying, no, you must have thought, well, what was all that about?
Exactly. And I think what was really interesting and the reliving of it, like watching the show and reliving our wedding day through through Netflix once mm-hmm. everything was finally edited. I think that breakdown that he had on wedding day, it really was him feeling like, oh wow, I'm gonna say no to her, and this is someone that I do love, but I'm not ready to be married. And I wish that feeling of him knowing he was going to say no, or leading up to the no, I wish we would have had some kind of conversation before the wedding day for him to share his doubts instead of the opposite. He affirmed that those doubts were no longer doubts, and then come wedding day, oh, actually, like, there are problems here.
Has it had any sort of long-term effect on you and how you approach dating and relationships?
Oh, absolutely. The aftermath was very interesting. It was what's crazy is that it truly was the heartbreak like any other heartbreak, right? Yes, it was a reality show, but I truly loved this person. And you guys see that at reunion, how emotional I got when, you know, he says to me that, you know, he was rooting for us. And those words just like, it just strung a chord because it felt like our wedding day was just yesterday after we watched, you know, the entire season. And then had reunion. I think for me, dating and moving forward is just number one rule, no more dating anyone under the age of 30. Like, we are not making any exceptions. I don't care who comes my way. absolutely not. Like, no, thank you. I think just really, it's funny, like, when I'm dating now, I am so much more forward with the questions that matter to me. And I'm not embarrassed or ashamed to ask questions that I genuinely want to know. So it really just gave me more courage to be more honest and vulnerable at the beginning as I'm starting to date people. And then it's either going to work for someone or it's not. If it's too much honesty or vulnerability for you, then, like, you know, we can move on. I actually would rather date somebody who hasn't seen the show. Is that weird?
No, I think that's absolutely fine.
I completely get it. I was on a reality TV show in the UK for 10 years, so I completely get what you're saying. Because people have a judgment, don't they, what they've seen, and actually sometimes, and I completely get what you say, but although it's on a reality TV show, heartache is heartache. That doesn't change. It's just the only thing that makes it harder is that it's being filmed, and then it goes out to the public and they get to view that, and then you kind of have to view it and live it twice.
Yeah.
So to kind of meet someone that doesn't necessarily know, or that you don't have to explain it to, might be a good thing. In terms of the social media thing, though, and reliving it twice when it then aired on Netflix after, how did you find the audience's reaction?
I am so blessed that overall I have had probably 98% positive feedback. And it's interesting because the people who get it. The people who are like, you are confident. You were unfazed when, you know, your fiance found someone else attractive. Like, that didn't bother you. Like the people who actually saw, like, the realness of who I was on the show, they've reached out, and it's so beautiful. I think some of the most beautiful messages I get are like voice memos that I try to listen to in my DMs, and people sharing stories about them, you know, and their relationships or things that they've gone through, even conversations about, you know, the right to choose, and how that is something that resonated so much with women, and I've gotten messages from men as well. And so, yeah, overall, it has just been so much more positive. And then those that are hurting are reaching out, and unfortunately they're being mean. And that's just part of the way I see the mean comments is almost like, that's life, right? There's always going to be good and bad. And if anything, it just reminds me that there's still bad out there, and that's okay. I'm just not going to let it affect me. It's going to just be there because naturally that's just the way our world works.
That is a very, very good way of thinking about it. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Really appreciate it. Well, this evening here, this afternoon where you are. And best of luck with whatever you have coming in the future.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Take care. Lovely to speak to you, hon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. I'm always
a lovely girl.
Really lovely girl. I'm just always so in awe of these people that do dating shows on the Netflix and that. And yeah, I mean, because it can go all over the world. People will know who you are wherever you are in the world. Yeah. And speaking of, we have our final guest, Seb Melrose from Too Hot to Handle, which is basically another version of it, isn't it? So let's get into it.
What is going on?
How's it going? Thanks for joining us. You're currently in Thailand, aren't you?
I'm in Thailand, yeah.
Thanks for staying up, because what time is it there? 2 a.m.?
It's, let me check right now. I don't know. I think it's like, yeah, just what time's it in the UK?
20 past six.
Right, it's 20 past one.
Okay. Oh, so it's not that bad. That's
it's not
right.
That bad, mate. You know what, right? I'll tell you something. I went to sleep, right, at 10 o'clock. I was having the most fucked up dreams. Like, you know when something, like, is important to you that you've got to wake up for and you have the most, like, restless sleep, like, the weirdest dream, thinking you're going to miss it?
Yeah.
So I was in the hotel room. This is how vivid it was. I was dreaming about, I was in the hotel room. All of a sudden, there was a party in the room. And I was trying to get everyone out. I was like, guys, I've got a podcast. You need to get out. And some girl taking pictures of me and that. And that. The fame's got to me, right? I'm fucked.
Yeah, clearly. Between your two careers now, you've got your racing and the reality TV. That's it now. It's all gone to your head.
It's got to my head. I don't even speak to my own mother anymore.
Yeah, get rid of her. Just get rid of her. Who needs
her? Oh, my God. Yeah, this is cool, by the way. Bobby, I don't mean to offend you here, right? I hope you don't get offended what I'm about to say.
No, let's go for it.
I'm not an ageist, right? And I don't want me to feel old, but I grew up watching you.
Well, I'm 21. How old are you?
I'm 15.
Heard the answer. Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you.
Mate, it's a pleasure to be speaking to you. Likewise, I think this is cool. This is amazing.
How did you find the show going on to such a... Because I'm always intrigued, especially by now, four seasons in. Do people generally have no idea what show they're going on to?
Yeah, so I had no idea. And I don't think anyone else did either, to be honest. So... Obviously, like, I don't know if show one, they get told it's too hot to handle, but they don't get told the rules. Obviously, like, season two got told it was Parties in Paradise. I don't know what season three were told. I think they were told Parties in Paradise as well, potentially. But they get filmed so close together that they wouldn't have realised, because by the time season two came out, I think season three had already been told. So it's the same as us. So we were told it was a show called Wild Love. And obviously, because of my background of being a racing driver, so they were told me that, oh, look, Wild Love, it's all about adrenaline-filled dates. You'll be doing challenges, like eating like mad food, living in hammocks, like, you know, doing all this like adrenaline-filled stuff that's great, and dating at the same time. So I was like, right, that sounds up my street. Like, this sounds great. And with what I do, I love adrenaline.
Yeah, right.
So I was sold on this idea of Wild Love, and this is what it was going to be about. I was a little bit gutted. So I think day two, Lana pops out, and I was a bit like, oh God, like, I love the idea of Wild Love. Oh, we were all suited and booted with like the harnesses on and everything. And I thought we were going to go like paragliding or skydiving or something at night time. How stupid. But like, I thought we were doing that. But obviously when Lana pops out, you realise that, okay, right, well, this is one of the biggest shows in the world. So, I mean, yeah, this will be sick as well.
Yeah, exactly. So actually, when you weighed it up, and I bet you we're still going to have a lovely time. Did you enjoy the experience?
I loved the experience, yeah. I absolutely loved the experience. I genuinely wouldn't have had it any other way. No way.
You came second, so, I mean, like, you sure you wouldn't have wanted to win?
You know what, right? At the time, yes. But see, now, I think coming second has had so much more traction in terms of, like, fans. I think it's actually done me better. And Kayla, I think Kayla and I have actually come off... like really well, you know, the fact that we didn't win. because I think nobody can say anything if we didn't. You know, the winners always have people that say, yeah, they should have won.
True.
But then the majority of them say, like, no, you shouldn't have won. I feel like if you don't win, you don't have that burden on you that that you shouldn't have won, you know?
So that's, it's like, true.
Yeah, very true.
So for me, and to be fair, for me, I feel like I felt like I won. I got the girl that I wanted from the start. I had a fairy tale ending. Like, if you told me, well, see, at the start of the show, I'll be honest with you, I didn't have much expectation about myself. I just thought, like, I'd be coming on the show, like, when I saw the size of the guys that were on it, like, how good looking everyone was, I don't stand a chance. I was like, I'm really going to have to bring my charm.
the last thing I need out of the bag is the charm. There we go.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, God, well, I was like, I might win them on looks. I was like, I'm glad I've got blue eyes, but I'm going to have to bring my personality to the table here. So, yeah, I didn't think I'd last too long. And then there we are. The last day, I'm in the final, and I've got, like, the best, in my opinion, the best girl on the show. They were all beautiful, though, I have to say that. But yeah, I got the golden goose, me.
And how were you finding long distance relationships? Like, I guess it could be quite odd.
It's odd, mate, and I'm so needy. I need a cuddle, right? I need my arms tickled. I need my back tickled.
So you're a child, basically, is what you're saying.
Basically, mate, either a child or a dog. So whatever you want to call me. But yeah, so at first we really struggled. Coming off the show, she came to Scotland. Like, she left LA, came to Scotland. She actually deserves a medal for that. But she stayed a month and... yeah, you know what? It was just a bit of a struggle. It was a bit of like a culture shock. Everything just happened so quickly. Like, you know, you realise on the show, you get to know them in such a short space of time. But then when you leave the show, you're away from this bubble. We realised that, yeah, she's my girlfriend, but I can't post her. I can't take her out anywhere in case she's seen for confidentiality. So we decided that when she left Scotland, they were like, look, let's not have the pressure of being boyfriend, girlfriend. Let's be single for the time being, because the long distance, mate, was solid. And the thing is, you're back to normal life. So you're back working your normal job. She's working. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I visited LA a couple of times, but we decided not to put that pressure on each other. And I think that was a lot healthier. So now that the show's out, like, she came to London, obviously, for the review of the show and the cast and everything. And we got on so well. Like, we always got on. We never actually stopped talking to each other in that full year. Every day we're still talking to each other.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't have that pressure on us. That was all. But it worked out, man. And now, I mean, when's this podcast coming out?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I'm going to take her. I'm taking her to El Salvador, Costa Rica, and Peru in 3 weeks.
I'm going to do a little special something.
So, but I can't tell you because it needs to be a surprise.
Does it involve getting on your knees?
I mean, it involves sitting on something, mate. Nah, I'm joking. I'm not going to propose, but maybe we'll be a bit more.
You're going to maybe put a label on
it. Maybe we'll put a label in it. Maybe we won't, you know. Maybe. I'll keep that one in the bag.
That's exciting, though.
It's good,
isn't it?
It's good. Thanks for the exclusive, we love it. And like you say, how long will we be away for? I guess in a couple of weeks.
So 3 weeks. We've got some interviews to do in El Salvador, and then we go to Costa Rica. I've got like some business stuff over there in Costa Rica. My family are going to go as well, and also we've got a week of interviews in Peru as well.
Nice.
To get your back and your arm tickled then.
I will certainly get my back and my arms tickled. We'll see if I'm lucky.
I love
that's not my arm, sweetheart.
Well, if you've been apart for a while, you know, these things are only natural.
Yeah. Get my arm and everything else mixed up. Yeah.
Fair. It's completely
easy mistake to make.
What can we expect
What
can we expect to see from you next? Obviously, you're still doing your racing and stuff. So, will we see you in any other reality TV? What's the plan next?
Yeah, so I mean, I can't really say much yet, obviously, because nothing's confirmed. But I'd love to do more TV. I fell in love with the scene, you know. And don't get me wrong, it has its challenges. But I feel like everything, the whole world's completely opened up to me, and I can't be more grateful for that. And the people I get to meet, like, I wouldn't have thought, like, 16-year-old Seb, 15-year-old Seb, sitting speaking to you two right now, you know? But to me, that is...
Bobby, you're an icon.
That's the bollocks, man. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, I'm getting stuck. You know, sometimes I can be a bit like, oh, you know, that's a bit long, like, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, nah, you know what? 15-year-old Seb would have adored to be stopped in the street, loved to be woken up at 1 a.m. to go to a podcast. Like,
well, on holiday time,
that's what drives me. Like, to me, I'm living a dream right now. This is unreal. So I want to continue.
What show would you like to do? In terms of shows that are out there, Seb, what catches your eye?
Right, so I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Okay.
I guess for somebody that loves adrenaline, that's right up your street.
Yeah.
You done that, did you not, Bobby? You done that with a celeb?
Nah, never done the jungle. No.
What did you? Yeah, I remember seeing you on more shows. What?
Oh, I've done a few over the years. I've never done that. Do you know what it is? I've got a lot of fears and phobias, so I'd shit myself for 3 weeks then.
See, that would be so funny, mate.
Be good TV, Bob.
We'll do it at the same time.
Let's do it together. Well, as long as you're prepared for me to come back with no stars, that's the thing. The camera
you'd be hungry.
Gonna go. But maybe that's where the pressure is. You think I've got to do it because you can't come home with no stars. You've got to do it with people, ain't you?
Exactly. But listen, I would love that. While I've been in Thailand, I ate grasshoppers. Try to practice for the show.
They're meant to be good protein, aren't they? What do they taste like?
Well, they taste a bit like prawns, to be honest with you.
No,
I don't. But they had they put some beautiful seasoning on it. I don't know what the seasoning was, but I tried one and I was like, oh, that's disgusting. And then I was like, all right, I've got to try another one and film myself like a proper influencer. So I was like, right, I'll try another one, film myself. And I was like, hang on, let me FaceTime my mates and I'll try another one. Before I knew it, I'd finished the bag and I was looking for more. I was like, that's quite nice.
You got an addiction.
They're crunchy. They're really crunchy. So when you get past the fact that they're grasshoppers or locusts, whatever they call them, they actually are quite nice. So I quite like them.
So I'm a celeb would be a slip for you, then no problem.
I'd love, but I hate rats, mate.
You're not going to be able to get away from them on the Australian tour.
I don't like when creepy crawlies are on me. I don't mind if I need to eat them, but when they're on me and I've got a terrible gag, so I have to, if I have to eat something that's terrible or smell or drink something that's terrible, I will be sick.
So I'm a celebrity's not for you, then, is what you're saying.
Maybe it's not, but you know what one really interests me is celebrity SES, you know, the Who Dares Wins.
That's hardcore, but you know what, I look up
to the hosts, so that would be cool, you know. Yeah. That would
might
be really cool.
One day. Might happen.
Well, yeah. I hope I don't say no too much. I can't say no too much, so I'll be writing about the challenges.
I'm excited to see it. Well, Seb, thank you so much for joining us all the way from Thailand. Appreciate you getting up for us. You can now go back to bed. Your time is free. Your time is free.
God, that was a quick one, that.
Have an amazing time when you're travelling around South America as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'll try and see you when I'm back in London. I'll fly back to tomorrow.
We'd love that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, perfect. Definitely.
Let's do it. I need to meet you, Bobby, man. I fucking love
let's
you.
Let's make it happen. We'll make it happen, Seb. It's been an absolute
pleasure. Yeah, let's do it. Right, perfect.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
See you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
He's just met his idol, Bob. What can you say?
Oh, bless him.
How nice is that? What a nice
guy. How sweet as well when he's like, oh, I don't want to be offensive. I'm not ageist.
But you're old.
What's he got to say?
I was waiting for it. But I was thinking he was going to say, but don't you look old on camera?
Yeah. I was thinking, shit, this is going to bring me down with a bump. But that's always the mad thing, that actually when I've done the job for so long, you kind of forget that when people start getting to that age, that people have grown up. Like,
yeah.
I remember as new people were starting Tearwe, one person in particular pulled me aside at a press launch in Shades and said, I've been watching you since primary school. And firstly, I thought, what was you making of Tearwe in primary school?
Firstly?
And secondly, shit, like, it's an eye opener. Yeah, time's getting on, but what can you do?
Well, what a lovely show. What a nice bunch of guests. And
lovely show.
Yeah, a little reality show special, I guess. Great show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Till next week, goodbye.
Bye, guys.